given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Still getting the coffee in me. It's going to work.
You know, if I could whoop like Richard does, you know, he does this Indian whoop. I'll have to record it sometime. It's like, it's like, it puts Tarzan to shame. I mean, it really does. And I wish I could do it, but I can't.
White boys can't do that.
White boys can't yell, I guess, especially older white boys.
Can't dance either.
I thought it was can't jump. No, I could dance. Just like Mean Gene, the dancing machine on the old Gone Show. No, anyway.
We dance like white dudes. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. I mean, you got that little sway, but we don't got that whole black vibe.
So,
we don't got that.
So
what
are you saying? We dance like Jerry Lewis or something?
Yeah.
My name is Mark Kent, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I am your host once again, and today is Sunday, January 31st, the last day of the month of 2021. And I will not comply. And I just wanted to say before I introduce, well, I better introduce everybody and then we'll come back to it. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of innocent energy, an immovable object, try to say that fast five times, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, that's pretty good too, we'll talk about woke fakes, slayer of snowflakes, she has seen more BS than Joe Biden's basement.
That's right, good morning everybody, and it keeps coming, the BS just keeps on coming.
And our newest team member, the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, power from the high-speed mode of a 10th degree black belt and ram, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning. It's my intention this morning to incite an erection. Thanks, Chuck.
Can you lock the door, Travis? And last but not least, guardian of the magic button to silence the librarian, a bumper, time band, and a brakes, keyboard, weaponry specialist, and producer extraordinaire, Travis.
I can dance, too.
But you're not white.
With your shoes.
Next week,
you got to have your shoes on.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to try to do a Don Lemon thing. Travis!
Yeah, I don't like it. Good morning.
Good morning.
We also have a special guest in the studio with us, Janet Chandler. She's going to hold over from the last program. But before we get to I'm sorry, Janet. I did it again, didn't I? Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Janet.
I'm sorry. I want to wish a happy birthday to Terry Raposa. You know, and a couple of words come to mind when I think of Terry. Hardworking, diligent, reliable, loyal, dependable. And there's probably a bunch more that I could come up with, too. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye on everything. We've had our differences, but you know, we always come back as brothers in arms, basically. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but we come back as brothers in the Patriot movement to you know, concentrate on the same thing, which is to you know, get further down the field in this game of freedom and liberty, if you will, so that we don't lose sight of the goalposts. But I wanted to say that to Terry. Terry's been a great friend. He's been a great, compadre. I'm not going to say comrade because that.
Please stop using gender language.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry. With that said, I want to move on, and we have a jam-packed show as usual. But we want to get to Janet here, and we want to talk about some of the stuff that you were, you know, going over in the last program, which, you know, mobocracy. I mean, we talked about a little bit about democracy, and, you know, the founding fathers called it a mobocracy. They said it was a lower form of government, and we didn't really want that. And I think there's confusion in, you know, these today on what we are as a democracy, because they say it over and over again. So I don't know where you want to start, Janet, but, you know, I think maybe the Constitution and work your way down through it a little bit the way you did in the last program, and maybe repeat some of the ideas and concepts so that as many people as possible get those things clear.
We were at a conference a couple weeks ago in which Chris Ann Hall, who is an authority on many things, took a look at our California Constitution, and she said, don't waste your time with the federal Constitution at the local level. The California Constitution has everything you need to fight for your liberty. It's more specific, it's detailed, and it's local. So we started taking a good look at the California Constitution, and by golly, there's plenty there that we can use to protect us. So last hour I was talking about some of those protections, one of which is a constitutional sheriff, whose job it is to interpose between the people of the county and upper levels of government from the state and the federal. And it's his job to make sure that the Constitution is being abided by and to protect you if it's not. Now, he can protect you by refusing to enforce unconstitutional laws, and then he protects you by making sure that people who come in from out of the county to harass you or to arrest you for violation of those unconstitutional laws. And his third obligation is to arrest those who are trying to enforce unconstitutional laws. And that's called interposition. It's the sheriff's constitutional duty to protect your constitution and the rights that emanate from that constitution and from God.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit about why from God, too. You know, we get this confused. I think that it doesn't even matter whether you're religious or not from the concept point of view of why we have those vested in God. I mean, I think if you're religious, it's even more important. But if you're not, you know, the concept is that if God gave you your rights, then the only one that can take them away is God, not government.
Absolutely. At the federal level, that's talked about in the Declaration of Independence, that we have our rights are granted by our Creator. In the California Constitution, it actually says in the preamble that we are grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. So I don't care who your God is. I don't care if...
Maybe you don't even have one.
Wherever your creation came from, whatever created you, whether it was a random act of nature, then that random act of nature imbued within you certain rights. So whatever you want to consider, we're all here, we were all created somehow, so the mere fact of that creation gives you certain rights.
Unalienable rights, and we've said that.
Means you cannot surrender them, they cannot be transferred to someone else, they cannot be taken away, they are yours.
And they guarantee life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'd like to point out that in the first, I believe it was 6 drafts of the Constitution, it said life, liberty, and property, because the founders knew that property was directly related to your being able to be free. And the new thing coming out of the reset movement is you won't own anything, but you'll be happy.
Yeah, by 2030, they're planning that you won't own your shirt, you won't own your car, you won't own your house, you won't own absolutely anything. Everything will be converted over to services, and you're going to like it.
And I would like to know, okay, if nobody can own anything, then who does? Everybody owns it together, or is the government going to own it? Who's going to manage the property? Who's going to tell you who gets what? Who's going to tell you, you know, what's the correct division of the property? Where's the redistribution supposed to go? From who to who? And so maybe Janet can talk a little bit about that.
I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said, "Without property, you have no liberty."
And why? Why do you think? Because a lot of people miss the relationship as to if you know what's the reason that if you don't have property, you can't be free.
Because if you don't have property, you do not have self-determination. If you have to pay someone else for the place where you live, if you have to pay someone else for your food, if you have to beg or rely on someone else, you are never free. You are a slave to whomever is providing you with your rights. And your property includes your rights. Your rights are your property. It is a cycle that does not end. It is a loop. You can't have one without the other.
Kind of goes to the Lord of the Manor back in old England and Ireland and Scotland, is that whoever owned the land and controlled it told everybody else what to do. That's part of the reason that we said you had to have a direct connection between freedom and property, because if you don't, if you sever it, then somebody is controlling that property, whether and your property is money, land, stock, your person, because back in the day, you didn't always own yourself. You know, there was indentured servitude and so forth.
And with that, we do have a caller, but before we go, don't we have a lot of that going on right now here in this country?
Yeah.
Having to pay for everything?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Let's get into a discussion about property tax. Are you truly free if your government has to collect rent from you in order for you to live on your property?
And right. We want Mark to stay on the line, too.
We'll go to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. Okay. How are you?
Hey, you want to go? I thought we were going to go to break first.
I didn't see that. Okay. Hold on, Mark. Sorry about that. We're going to go to a break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts divide. All I know
is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. Is love. There are mountains in our way, but we climb the stairs every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the mountain.
Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR. I love that song. I mean, that's very inspirational. If you've never seen An Officer and a Gentleman, I highly recommend it. Plus, it's, you know, good music. With, I can't even think of his name right off the top of my head for some reason, Joe Cocker.
Okay.
Anyway, let's thank you, guest. So where were we? I think we were at Mark Baird.
Yeah, we're going to bring Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good. You?
Every day is a brand new adventure.
You got that right.
Living the dream, is that what you're saying?
Amen, brother.
What do you got for us, Mark?
Well, a couple of things. We finished off in the last, in the Birthday Boys program, with talking about what do people do when they suddenly come to the inexorable conclusion that government is not fulfilling its responsibility under the California Constitution, the United States Constitution, or even the Administrative Procedures Act, which says the people of the state of California do not surrender their sovereignty to the agencies that are supposed to serve them. And so what do you do, what do people do when they realize finally that the jury box has failed, the ballot box has failed, the soap box has failed, and there's only one box left? And that's kind of where we left it in the last program. And then we have to get to the part where now in the Capitol, the place where the crook-in-chief, Creepy Joe, and his girlfriend said that walls don't work and we don't need walls, where they built a wall around the Capitol complete with concertina wire. Kind of reminds me of, where are a few places I've been that I've seen that? Zimbabwe, Central African Republic, Mauritania, Burkina Faso, Democratic People's Republic of Congo, Zimbabwe, parts of South Africa, let's see, any other places? Eritrea, South Somalia, Bosnia for a while, a good long while, and so on. Walls don't work, but all of those places have walls around their capital, and we now have 20,000 U.S. troops stationed in the capital to protect those who work there from the people they are supposed to serve. Well, Thomas Jefferson said, people afraid of their government is tyranny, government afraid of its people is democracy. So we have come to a juncture in this nation and in this state where we literally serve the government here. And anyone that argues that, just look at your tax bill. Look at the laws that have taken away the weapons that everyone else in the United States is allowed to have. And then take a look at some of the statutes that Janet referred to, or precepts. First of all, we the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, we do establish this Constitution. So the Constitution was intended to secure our freedom. Article 1, Section 1 of the California Constitution says that. Also, it says all people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable rights, and among these are enjoying and defending life, liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing, obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. So all of these things are there, and they don't work because government ignores them, and government has the power of the sword, whether we like it or not. A constitutional sheriff, I just laugh at that. There aren't any in California. There never have been. And Article 5 of the California Constitution says that all sheriffs serve under the supervision of the state's attorney general anyway. So, for example, the permit that Richard and I are suing the government over, the Penal Code 26150B2 permit, open carry in counties less than 200,000 people, and we want open carry to be lawful in all 58 counties, that's what we're suing over, at 26150B2. I've spoken to our new sheriff about it. He's not particularly against the idea. However, California Penal Code, which does apply to him, says he has to use directives and forms issued by State Department of Justice, and there is no such paperwork to issue an open carry permit. There is no permit. So he can't issue something that he doesn't have, and in fact, no sheriff in California has ever issued one, nor do they intend to, probably my own sheriff included. I don't know yet. We're still hashing that back and forth, but I suspect it to be true. And so my question to Janet and to everyone, not to Janet specifically, she already knows the answer, is what do the people do when the government, which, by the way, was formed by Christian men and women along Christian principles? I do care what God you serve. However, whether you serve God or whether you serve some false God or Satan, you are still bound by the principles of the Christian government, which declares that rights come from God, the one God of the Bible. That is the God that issued those rights. You can say it's a rock if you want to, but you're lying to yourself. Has issued us rights. Those rights may not be changed by government because they are above government's jurisdiction. So what do we, the people, do when government abjectly, totally, and completely ignores those concepts codified in its own constitution, the document that created the government? What are the people to do?
Well, that's a good question, Mark, and I want to ask you a question here. Now, we know in the Constitution that it says peaceful protest, but I also read, Thomas Jefferson's writing, and it says that, from time to time, the Liberty Tree has to be refreshed with the blood of
tyrants
and patriots. So do you think that we solve this problem peacefully, or do you advocate it all as a last resort, whatever means necessary? And the narrative is telling us that it's got to be peaceful.
Well, the Declaration of Independence gives us the answer to that. In fact, our founding documents, because they were literally divinely inspired, in my opinion, and my belief, and in my research, confirms all of that. Our founding documents were divinely inspired, and the answer to that's in the Declaration of Independence. It says that these things, in other words, the right of revolution, the right we have to throw off government, literally, to abolish government, as it says in the Declaration, is not to be taken lightly. The Declaration goes on to say that it is better to suffer a long train of abuses, and now I'm going to paraphrase, before you throw off your existing government. Mm-hmm. So, and William Penn had a statement. He said that early on in our history, before the Constitution, he also said that if Parliament does something that's unjust or unwanted or unwarranted, well, we assume that that's just a temporary misconstruction of their lawful authority. And if they do it again, then we can kind of say, well, men are fallible. And if they do it again, we can say, well, gosh, this is really not too good. We've got to appeal to their better nature. And if they do it again, and then when he said, however, a continued pursuit of the same end in that sense becomes obvious or evident to all concerned. In other words, even a dog knows the difference between being tripped over and being kicked. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're still in the dog is being tripped over stage, and the media helps that narrative, and the tech companies, this should chill everyone. A tech company censored the sitting president of the United States of America and got away with it. Yep. That should chill everyone. That should tell everyone that something bad is afoot here. But, we need to suffer that long train of abuses. We must attempt to do everything legally, morally, and ethically before we resort to the last unopened box, which is the authority of the people.
What is your response to that, Janet?
Obviously, I agree with Mark, and I agree that we are at the place now where we are analyzing the train of abuses. And where are we on that timeline? Chris Ann Hall and J.C. Hall say that we're nowhere close. I'm not sure I agree with them. When they start putting up fences around the Capitol building, when they start censoring the President of the United States, I'm really close to a change of government. They have taken over our institutions, As far as I can see, the last institution that is still up for debate is the military. I wish I knew where the military stands. DNI Ratcliffe was supposed to have turned over to the military a document showing that our elections were stolen, were interfered with by foreign governments. That's an invasion of our country, a cyber invasion of our country. What's the military going to do? Are they going to protect our Constitution? And that's where I am. If the military cannot protect us, then is it time to change our form of government?
And with that, I'm sorry, but we need to go to a break, and we will continue this conversation on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Beneath this snowy mantle, cold and free, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young and true, and anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life, the thing that I can't.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tens of thousands on my right, thousands by my side. War between good and evil, watching our fists collide. Battle for our freedom now, to the streets we ride. Flags waving all around, pages full of pride. This is where we make a stand, no more give or take. March around the Capitol, storm the city gates. Putting pressure on their necks until the truth breaks. All walls of corruption, take out all the snakes. Star Spangled Banner, got a plan loud and proud. People from all walks of life filling up the crowd. Defend the Constitution, many warriors survive. Casting down any among us who have bucked and cow. Enough with tyranny, we come and take our country back. For all citizens, white, red, brown, or black. Return it to a form of glory, fix the bloody cracks on the crown. Fetch it down, it's going down.
Sovereign Mind Radio. That's, I'm not even sure what that is. But
that's the new one from Topher. They're two Marines that actually have been rapping and putting together songs. And on January 6th, they released a different song that ended up making it to the top five on the hip-hop and R&B charts. and top 35 songs overall. 2 weeks later, inexplicably, their song was completely removed from all streaming services.
Yeah, that's what the censor is doing. But people are waking up regardless because they're getting around it. And then we're going to try to play, or will play Tom McDonald later on about the fake woke thing.
Fake woke.
And people are waking up because you can, you know, what's the old thing from Outlaw Josie Wells? You know, don't piss on my back and tell me it's raining.
There's a lot of that going on right now.
That seems to be the trend these days from our government is to do that. So
my hair even feels a little damp.
Not going to talk about raincoats. Okay, so I want to get back here, and I don't know if we still have Mark. Are you still on the line, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, still on.
We want to talk a little bit about this South Dakota bill that was
North Dakota, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I always say South Dakota for whatever reason. It's stuck in my mind.
Let me wade in on one more thing, if you
sure.
can, before you move on.
All right.
And that is the U.S. military preserving our Constitution. I see where Jan is going with that. I'm absolutely dead set against that because I think the U.S. military should shut up and sit down and let the people's business between the people and government play out however it will. And in fact, United States Code Title 18, 1385, which is commonly referred to as the Posse Comitatus Act, signed in 1878, just expressly prohibits the operation of the United States Army on domestic soil for the purposes of law enforcement or any type of act like that that could be considered political. And I can't imagine, because that can go poorly in many, many ways. And can you imagine people who have B-52s and cruise missiles enforcing law in counties like Shasta and Siskiyou County? It wouldn't end well for anyone.
So what you're saying is they should stay neutral and let us, handle the business domestically with our own government, whatever we need to do. And obviously we could overwhelm them fairly easy if we needed to because of the fact is that we the people are, in charge of being able to do that constitutionally.
And the purpose of the Posse Comitatus Act was after the Civil War, the carpetbaggers went down and just subjugated the southern states. And,
right.
And once those laws began to ease and the southern states were allowed to finally operate as on the equal footing doctrine with the other states of the Union, there was a real fear that northern states, which had more money, had more media, had more industry, had more control, would somehow reinvade the southern states and subjugate them utterly and use the United States military to subjugate some of the states. And so the Posse Comitatus Act, now the Marine Corps and the Navy, and of course the Air Force wasn't mentioned then, it didn't exist, are not specifically mentioned, but their internal regulations generally comport to the Posse Comitatus Act. But it is a specific prohibition against the United States Army's operation on domestic soil for the purposes of law enforcement and things of that nature, obviously.
Well,
and when you remove their capability, the people have more than enough ability to force their government to conform. But if you throw the U.S.'s military's might and force in there, that equation is certainly in doubt. And it would then be up to individual commanders which way they wanted to throw in on it. And that wouldn't end well for any of us, I guarantee it.
Well, and I think that we talked about this during the break, I think that they're actually trying to goad us into some form of civil war because now we're all of a sudden being branded terrorist, and anybody who disagrees with them is basically a terrorist or a racist or anything. I mean,
If you're an evangelical Christian or a libertarian, you're already on the mm-hmm. domestic terrorist watch list. How about that?
Right. So
the only good thing about that is maybe now that we're branded as terrorists, maybe the CIA will start arming us.
Well, yeah, there's that. And if we become snitches for the FBI, we can get money, too.
Hmm. Yeah, there seems to be money in treason these days a lot, so... Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Mark, I don't want the military to come in and start enforcing law, but I do want them to deal with what is in essence a Pearl Harbor cyber attack on our election. And I think the military has an obligation to investigate that to see if there was foreign invasion of our election process and to deal with it. Obviously, the courts refuse to do that, and it's up to the military. Yep. They're our last bastion. Is it in the Insurrection Act that they were given that duty? I think what I want them to do is deal with the election invasion as any military should.
The Insurrection Act. It's alluded to in the Insurrection Act, but it's not specific. And I just have to say, having been involved with the military for 50 years on six continents, I just have to say I wouldn't trust him to purchase a toilet seat for me, much less investigate something of that magnitude. I think that and the domestic intelligence agencies aren't doing it, and the international intelligence agencies aren't doing it. And believe me, Obama purged the upper ranks of the military. Mm-hmm. There are no generals or very few generals left that are liberty lovers there. They're all just bottom feeders looking for their cushy lobbying job after they get out of the military, and most of them are leftists anyway. And you didn't hear any hue and cry when Biden changed the transgender deal for the military, so now mm-hmm. the United States taxpayers might get to pay for reassignment surgery so that Johnny can have his penis removed and still go in the Army and sleep with the girls in their barracks. I don't trust them. They're an entity of the government. Personally, sit it out, and the people will take care of their own business.
Where does the Posse Comitatus Act come in on the National Guard patrolling and guarding
Guard,
the Capitol?
National Guards are specifically exempt from the Posse Comitatus Act. In other words, they are allowed to enforce state law. The National Guard is by constitution and statute, allowed to enforce state law.
But what about being in Washington, D.C.?
Well, what about that? Because if the governor of the state allows them to act in that capability, in other words, if state authority allows them to act in a law enforcement capability, either within its home state or in an adjacent home state, then they are allowed to do that. Now, the District of Columbia is specifically not mentioned in the Posse Comitatus Act, so what authority they have there is certainly in question, and these governors are pulling them out of there. And they should. They shouldn't have been there to begin with. That land, the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., is the only land mentioned in the Constitution that is under the jurisdiction of the federal government. It is not a state. It is not subject to state laws. It should never be a state, and it would only be a state unconstitutionally. And so they have no jurisdiction in Washington, D.C., although these governors sent them. And several of them are having second thoughts now and pulling them back, but they don't belong there. Now, the District of Columbia has a National Guard itself, and that is the equivalent of a state militia. So the National Guard of Washington, D.C., can, at the request of federal agencies, they can be deputized as police. And that is constitutional and lawful under the Posse Comitatus Act, Title 18, United States Code. So that is possible. However, they went much further than that, and they did it intentionally in order to brand half the people in this nation as domestic insurrectionists, and we should not only be angry about that. I'm hoping that people pull their head out of the sand or their backside, wherever it happens to be planted, and do something about this, because we are being ushered from the national stage so that liberals can let in 20 million illegal aliens, human traffickers, unknown numbers of Wuhan sufferers without being tested, checked, without knowing where they're from, what their background is, and create a permanent underclass of Democratic voters so that conservatives and constitutionalists in this nation will never win an election again, and they're getting away with it. And that's what we ought to be worried about.
I want to just mention as a side note that there are still 30 cases pending on the election. So, there's a little ray of hope there. And also, we have had some victory in California over the edicts of Governor Grissom. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I thought it was worth mentioning for sure. And Kevin Kiley's been all over that, as well as Gallagher. But that brings me to edicts, and that's what we're talking about with these executive orders. You know, we've got, I don't know how many signed, more than anybody 40, in history.
More than 40 so far.
More than 40. And then this, that brings up this North Dakota case that's been brought up to nullify the executive orders and the edicts coming out of Washington as far as having to follow all of these emergency orders and anything else for that matter if they don't agree with it, that being constitutional. Maybe you can talk to that, Janet, or do we got to go to a break?
I think we need to go to a break, and then we'll come back and pick it up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Holt.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We'll be right back. Yeah, it's a little Rory Calhoun. That's for Jimmy. We try to get that played every week. That's a good song, though. I really like it. I like some of the stuff he does. Very good. So, where the heck are we?
We got so much going on, but we do have a caller on the line. I think we'll go to Franklin. Good morning, Franklin. Are you there, Franklin?
Yes. Good morning.
What you got? Good morning.
You're on the air.
Well, great. Well, regarding executive orders, as recently as October 2020, President Biden, then candidate Biden, said that we should strive for consensus, and executive orders are the way dictators do things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I have a theory as to why possibly we have so many executive orders so fast. Two parts. One, if he can shove a whole bunch of the freight train through the tunnel, fighting him back will take so long that most of them will be put into executive effect nationwide. The second is, although even some of his Democratic colleagues, for instance, Tulsi Gabbard and the Title IX thing saying boys are girls, is against it, he can get a lot of these things that are, in fact, on the Democratic wish list, and his Democratic compatriots in the House and Senate won't have to defend it because, oh, well, Biden passed an executive order. It wasn't me. Reelect me.
Wow. Absolutely. And there's elements of this, too. So the reason I believe personally that he's pushing so many of these through is the thing about it is that executive orders can be undone by the next president at a pin stroke. The problem here is that they're not expecting to ever give back the power. There's this bill, H.R. 1. It would allow ballot harvesting on steroids. Voters would, for the first time, have the ability to print out their ballots at home, creating a gaping security hole that could easily be exploited by either domestic or foreign interests. The legislation allows third parties to collect ballots from unlimited numbers of absentee voters.
Well, let me interrupt you. Mm-hmm. That's bad speak, all on 1984, because we've been told again and again that there was no fraud of significance that would have undone the ballot. So, comrade, you know, be careful. You don't want to be compelled to agree that 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, you know, the most popular president in the history of our country, you know, couldn't put 5 people together at a press conference. The most popular president in the history of our country has to have the Capitol surrounded by a fence. So when we look at Joe Biden as being the most popular president in history, why does he have to change all the voting laws in order to make it so that they can win again?
Why does his inauguration video have so many downvotes, and why did they have to turn off comments?
Yeah, I know.
Well, obviously, since he was elected, again, Carmet, you just don't understand. He was being COVID-safe to save millions of lives, 300 million lives, according to his, one of his speeches. He got the numbers all wrong. And second, of course it was a free, fair, and honest election, because if it wasn't, he wouldn't have been elected. Just get on board the wagon here.
Well, Franklin, I have to agree with you completely. And at the end of the day, there was no widespread voter fraud. There was only voter fraud in the 16.7% of counties that Biden actually won.
Hold on a second.
You do have to get on board, because if you don't, KCNR is going to be playing the Imperial most of the day, and there'll be NPR's news program the rest of the time.
I just saw the numbers the other day on a program, and the numbers are this, is that when you add up the total voter registered voters in the whole country, and you can do this state by state, I can get the documents, went through them, and we were 13 million people over the amount of registered voters in the United States. And so, you know, Trump won with 74 million, and Biden won with, you know, just 13 million over the top of that. So when you add up the numbers, there's no way anybody with an ounce of common sense can say that there wasn't cheating and voter fraud.
There you go. Using logic and science again.
I'm sorry.
Don't you realize,
I blew up.
Don't you realize Jenner's a girl? But that's a problem for me, because do they have to take his medals away from the triathlon because, or the decathlon because he was competing in the wrong category? He should have been competing in the women's decathlon.
Yeah,
so what's up with that?
Yeah, my name is Megan. I'm here for the tryouts.
No, my name's Rachel, and I'm the Secretary of Health.
We got to move on, Franklin. I appreciate the call, though.
I know. It's like, wow, Brave New World is really here in full flower.
All right.
Yep.
COVID 1984.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
We want to get back to our guest here. Thanks, Franklin. We need to get back, and let's talk about this bill in North Dakota just a little bit before we go to the break. We're at 5 minutes.
Okay.
We still have Mark on the line as well.
I think we do.
First of all, let's look at something that people are forgetting. They don't even mention it. They don't even know it. We are a union of 50 separate nations.
Right.
50 sovereign nations. We have delegated certain powers to the federal level of government, and those powers are in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. If they're not there, the federal government doesn't have the right to deal with them. North Dakota bill says we're going to look at these executive orders, and if they're not constitutional, we're going to nullify them. They don't pertain to North Dakota.
See, I think that's right. The answer, Janet. I think at the local level, if you look at the map of the states and the counties that went red, it's overwhelmingly red, and that's how you win this back, is that every local level stops playing the game, gets rid of the voting machines, get rid of the ballot harvesting, get rid of that, and each local election has some integrity. You're not going to get it in some of the blue parts of the states, but you're going to get it locally, and if you do that, I think that's enough to win. Otherwise, they're just going to cheat anyway.
Yeah. And Tennessee, Arizona, Missouri, Texas, and Nebraska are also looking at legislation statewide to nullify executive orders that don't follow the Constitution.
There you go. You got anything to add to that, Mark, before we get to the top?
Yeah, here's what courts hang their hat on. They hang their hat on Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18, which is the Necessary and Proper Clause, and that's the one that the courts way back when called the Elastic Clause, and that essentially gives the United States government the power to execute laws that are necessary and proper in order to execute the other powers given them in Article 1, Section 8. And the problem with that is that means everything to them. That means anything and everything, and anything they make up, they just say, oh, it's either necessary and proper, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 18, or they say Commerce Clause. And that's where courts have failed us, because courts lack the backbone to do what's right, and that's why we come down to the last unopened box, and hopefully you're right, because if we can remake these states' election laws, we have a prayer, and that is the prayer we should follow first. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have to try to remake this nation in the image of the Founding Fathers and the Constitution of the United States, and we must do that peacefully, legally, and ethically, and leave that box buried in the backyard for the day when that can't be done.
Agree 100%.
Yeah. And with that, we do have a caller. We've got Opal.
3 minutes.
We've got only 3 minutes, Opal. So what you got?
2 minutes.
Two minutes. Go.
Okay. Basically, I'd like to tell Mr. Franklin, ha-ha, you're real funny, but if you want to make a lot more people happy, pack up baggage and family and go to China. That's what you want here. Go there. Leave us alone.
No, I think you misread what he was saying. It was tongue-in-cheek.
He was tongue-in-cheek.
Oh. Okay, in that case, I'm sorry.
I think he's on our team.
I think he's totally on our team on that one. So is that all you got,
Opal? At least
Opal?
With me, he'd better hope he's tongue-in-cheek.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay, so we still got like a minute and a half here that we can add to this discussion.
Stay woke.
I could play it real quick.
Let's do it.
Do you want to go ahead and do that?
Our producer's saying
no.
They're cutting us off.
Okay, so
maybe we'll
do it after in the next hour because I got it all queued up. So.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The CDC has issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation.
The order echoes an executive order President Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and ride shares, and the airport stations and terminals where people board. The mask must cover the nose and mouth, and must stay on. The order prompts drivers, conductors, and crew members to only transport people who are wearing masks. The order takes effect Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Some states are beginning to respond to the toll that COVID-19 is taking on mental health now. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
As the virus takes a mental toll on young people, more states are considering expanding opportunities for students to take mental health days to try to lessen the stigma and reduce youth suicide. Lawmakers in Utah and Arizona have proposed bills that would add mental or behavioral health to the list of reasons students may be absent from class. Similar laws have passed in Oregon, Maine, Colorado, and Virginia over the past 2 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
They're at it again. Thousands of people in the streets of cities all across Russia today. They're demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He is an anti-corruption activist and the most well-known critic of President Vladimir Putin. Activists say over 4,500 people have been detained by police at today's protests all across the country, 1,000 or more in Moscow alone. An official indicator of China's manufacturing activity has weakened for a second consecutive month in January, following outbreaks of domestic COVID-19 cases that affected the operations of some industries. The Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector fell to 51.3 in January, down 0.6 from December. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1335, Rack Animalist Number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Walgreens has tapped Starbucks executive Roz Brewer as its new CEO, which will make her the only black woman leading a Fortune 500 company.
Brewer will take over as Walgreens CEO on March 15th after a little more than 3 years as Starbucks chief operating officer. Brewer succeeds Stefano Pessina, who will transition to executive chairman of Walgreens' board. Pessina praised Brewer's expertise in operations, customer relations, talent development, and digital innovation.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Brewer is also the former president and CEO of Sam's Club. Two civilian employees of the Norwegian military killed, a third one injured in an avalanche on a remote Arctic Ocean island inhabited only by soldiers and researchers in the Nordic country. The accident took place yesterday on Jan Mayen Island, 310 miles east of Greenland. The employees were based at the Armed Forces Station. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Census Bureau's missed deadlines could spell bad news for Democrats of Virginia and Republicans in New Jersey in legislative elections this year.
The unusual political cycle in those two states often provides an early window into the voters' view on a new presidential administration. The 2021 election cycle is also supposed to be the first conducted after redistricting to reflect the 2020 census. But the Census Bureau says they'll delay the data, so both Virginia and New Jersey will have to use the existing lines.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. And New Jersey Republicans say the lines lock in a Democratic advantage. In Virginia, the existing lines favor the GOP. Today is Sunday, January 31st, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including Former Congressman Dick Kephart, the Democrat of Missouri, 80 years old. Singer and musician Harry Wayne Casey is 70. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Cybermind Radio, little Eagles there. Wow. We got Janet here for 10 more minutes. So we need to let her speak.
Okay. I'm going to speak, and I'm going to speak to the Board of Supervisors, and I want to know what the heck you think you're doing. Okay. You are violating our rights. And if you're violating our rights, which are listed in the California Constitution, that means you're violating your oaths of office. If you can't abide by your oath of office, then resign, retire, walk away, leave, go. We don't need you anymore. We know that the California Constitution gives us the absolute right to our property. That means you cannot close it down. You cannot make sure that we're safe from COVID because we have the right to pursue and obtain our safety, our happiness, our privacy. That is our right. It isn't your right. It isn't your pursuit. It's ours. Interestingly, four times in the California Constitution, we are given the right to due process. When you shut down our businesses, when you allow Governor Newsom to put us in a stay-at-home order, when you mandate masks, when you mandate social distancing, you are violating us, our rights, our property. There is a separation of powers. Anything that comes from Governor Newsom that has not gone through the legislature is not valid. And if it goes through the legislature and it violates our rights, it is not valid. Board of Supervisors, stop enforcing unlawful edicts.
Well, do you want to go to our caller?
Terry.
We've got Terry.
It is his birthday, so I guess we got to make some kind of allowance.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. I only have just one quick thing to say. If you've got nothing else out of this program, Janet Chandler, you have been amazing. You have been fantastic. Number one, you definitely will be our compliance to the Constitution of the state of Jefferson for all the people that are elected. You will be the head of that department, no question about it. Mark Baird would be the absolute perfect governor of the state of Jefferson, and never piss off Opal. That's all I go ahead, Janet. Love you. Bye.
All right. Okay.
Thanks, Terry. Happy birthday.
Another point I want to get to is the California Constitution guarantees you equal protection of the law. What kind of equal protection is it when Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's are all open, but we're closing down private business, small businesses? We're closing down local restaurants. This is not equal protection of the law. The Constitution says, and this is California, that the provisions of this Constitution are mandatory and inhibitory. That means if it says you have to do it, then it's mandatory. If it says you can't do it, then it's inhibitory. It's saying, I'm serious. You have to abide by these. They're not optional. Our Board of Supervisors does not believe these things. They are just floating along, making up things as they go along, listening to a governor that has no authority to do what he's doing. And by limiting our rights, they have violated their oaths of office. We should demand that four of those supervisors who have violated our oaths, who have closed our board meetings, who have shut down our businesses, who have mandated masks, who have refused to have an equal protection of the law. They should be demanded to resign, retire, quit, go away, and let someone come in who will protect our constitutional, God-given rights.
Now, that feathers into what I want to say here, because we do have a Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and I want everybody who's in earshot of this to call in if you can't attend personally. The live call number, and write this down, get a pen, 978-990-5000. Okay, and or you can email the clerk of the board of Shasta. Clerk of the board at co.shasta.ca.us. You can get all that information off the Board of Supervisors website. If you're going to call in, I'm going to read to you what I have written to call in because I'm not sure I'm going to be able to attend on Tuesday. I am a longtime resident of Shasta County, and I live in District 4. I've been a student of law for 43 years. I heard the talk about the rule of law in the chambers and on the telephone and this last meeting, and what has been made clear to me is the lack of understanding of what that means. The rule of law is much more than a group of local, state, or national leaders deciding what the law is. This country was founded on the principles of liberty and God-given unalienable rights, and the rule of law was designed to protect the individual from petty tyrants and despotic policies at all levels of our government, from those in Washington, D.C., Sacramento, and Shasta County. This must begin at the local level. To deprive the people of their God-given right to participate and to minimize that, we the people's input in that process is to circumvent it. That is exactly what the outcome has been for shutting down these chambers. Jones and Baugh should be praised for defending the rule of law, the rights of the people, and their oaths of office. When any government can take your rights away in an emergency, the people will find themselves in a perpetual state of crisis. The people are righteously angry at the abuse of power from this board and sadly their willingness to do so. We will work tirelessly to recall all who deny the rule of law and its intent. So I think that you might want to call in and put something together about this censure that they're trying to do on this next meeting. As many callers as we can. Again, the number to call is 978-990-5000, and you can get all this information off the that's the live callers. Also, the voice box. If you want to leave a message, and this is for people who can't attend or can't call in live, is 530-225-5270. Again, that's 530-225-5270, and we appreciate everybody. You need to overwhelm these guys. You can no longer sit on the sidelines because they have their little bank of callers and their little minions that call in, and they're all given a script of what to say, and they say it over and over and over again, and they talk about the rule of law, and I don't think there's one of them that knows what the rule of law is unless it kicked them in the butt.
I have one final comment, and then I'm out of here. Article 1, Section 3 of the California Constitution says that the people have the right to instruct our representatives. It doesn't say that we have the right to talk at them. We have the right to instruct them. That means that they have to pay attention and listen to us while we teach them what we want them to know. I love that word, instruct.
Well, I've done some instructing to my kids and my grandkids, and sometimes it's out behind the woodshed.
That's right. I mean, the federal constitution says we have the right to petition for a redress of grievances. We have the right to assemble peaceably. But California says we have the right to instruct them, and I love that concept. So get to the board meeting. Instruct them. Call in. Instruct them. Do whatever you can to instruct them and teach them what they need to know from we the people, their bosses.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I wanted to turn around and clarify one thing about what Terry said there and just make it to where everybody understands what's at stake here and what we can do. Because these Board of Super meetings, when you end up calling in, they have to read or play your voicemail
right.
that you gave into them. So it's like you attended that Board of Supervisors meeting, and they keep putting it at times where you don't have the ability to make it there. I know I don't. And so you can turn around and call in on these Monday nights, and you can turn around and get in front of those Board of Supervisors, make them listen to you, and they have to turn around and play that.
And with that, should we go to our caller or break?
Your call.
Let's go to the caller. We've got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard. Are you there, Rich? Hello?
Hi,
you're on.
Can you hear me? It's Rich. I have one quick comment.
Go for it.
Everybody go to the current county budget. The current county budget. Right at the beginning, page 6 or 7 or 8, has the county organizational chart. Who is at the very top of that chart? Above the board, it is the electorate. That would be us. Everybody, please print that. Have a great day. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for
Richard.
Calling in. We appreciate that. That was quick and to the point. And with that, we're going to go to a break. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. I'm ready. Yamaha ski boat. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Yeah, that's for Melissa. That's Aerosmith. She knows who they are. Oh, she took some flackers last week.
She's going to keep taking it. It's all right, Melissa. Everybody makes mistakes.
You know, I made a couple of pretty big ones last week, too. So, I couldn't say that one word. Now I can't even think of what the word was, but it doesn't really matter.
We do have a caller on the line. We've got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, I tried to copy and paste this onto the chat room, and it won't do it. It's one sentence. I'm going to read it to you. This is really important. County health officials said they will take COVID questions from the public at a live briefing Wednesday from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. To ask a question, you can send an email to covid19@co.shasta.ca.us with the subject line, question for town hall meeting.
Well, can you, I need to figure out a way to post that someplace where I can get it back on. Are you on Facebook, Nick?
No. Uh-uh. Yeah. I could send you an email.
Yeah,
send me your email.
Yeah. Send either me or Linda an email or Dave, and then we'll get it posted wherever we can.
That'd be great, because I thought it was odd nobody had brought this up.
Well, you know, what the problem is right now in this information age is we're getting deluged with it. You know, there's just so much information that we're trying to cover. We're trying to call through and find the most important stuff to get out there, and it's tough sometimes.
We could do an 8-hour show just with the facts we have today.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and if you run out of facts, we could make some up. I'll help
you. We're not CNN.
But then we'd have to join the Democratic Party then.
I'm sending it to you right now, Mark. Have a good day.
Okay, they also said, Nick, in the chat room that you have to save it first before you can put it in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm sending it. You guys can save it and put it on the chat room.
Okay.
Sweet. Thanks, Nick.
Bye. With that said, thank you, Nick. We're going to go to Tom McDonald.
Okay. Fake woke.
This just came out on the 29th, is what I'm seeing. And I think it's already skyrocketed to number one, is what I'm hearing, too, but I'm not positive of that. So.
And he is an independent label. He didn't let any of these guys control him, didn't let anything happen along those lines. His girlfriend, Nova, is the person that turns around and does his music videos for him. And so he basically is just a guy that turns around and puts these things together, and he's at top charts.
You know, not necessarily my cup of tea, but then, hey, you know, I can be persuaded. So here we go. This is Tom McDonald, and the title is Fake Woke, and we're ready to go. All right, here, let me make sure I got my volume turned up before I hit the button. And contact.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, because you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now. The planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged. Guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're raping. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they use the media to feed the flame. Let's go. Fake woke. Facts don't care about feelings, they know. They won't tell me what to believe in. Hey, stones, fake woes, fake woes, fake stones, fake stones, fake woes. Facts don't care about your feelings. Crazy all these people screaming facts, but they fake woke. Hate their neighbor cause he wears a mask, or he stays home. Has a daughter, but his favorite artist said he slays hoes. Picks her up from school, music slaps on the way home. Censorship's an issue cause they choose what they erase. There's the difference between hate speech and speech that you hate. I think Black Lives Matter was the stupidest name, when the system's screwing everyone exactly the same. I just wanna spend Thanksgiving Day with food and my family, without being accused of celebrating Native casualties. We got so divided, it's black and white and political. Republicans
Republicans are bigots, libtards if you're liberal. There's riots in our streets and it's just getting worse. Y'all screaming deep on the police, yell a genius for sure. They're underfunded already, they're way too busy to work. Order food and call the cops, see what reaches you first. Segregation ended, that's a lie in itself. That was a strategy to make us think they were trying to help. They knew that racism was hot, they designed it to sell. We buy up every single box and divide us ourselves.
Let's go, make woe. Facts don't care about freedom. They know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so faithful, stay woes, they don't say so. Faithful, facts don't care.
Violence to get peace and wonder why it isn't working. That's like sleeping with a football team to try and be a virgin. Politicians are for sale and someone always makes the purchase. But you and I cannot afford it, our democracy is worthless. If a man has mental illness, call him crazy, say it silently. When country's going crazy, we accept it as society. Get sick and take a pill when the side effects get you high. You get addicted like these rappers dying, fighting with sobriety. Censoring the facts turns our children into idiots. They claim it's for our safety, I'll tell you what it really is. Removing information that empowers all the citizens. The truth doesn't damage points of view that are legitimate. They're trying to change amen to amen and women. How'd we let them make praying a microaggression? Instead of asking God for the strength to keep winning, we cheat to get ahead and then we ask him for forgiveness.
Feminism used to be the most righteous of fights, but these days it feels like they secretly hate guys. I don't trust anyone who bleeds for a week and don't die. I'm just kidding, but everything else that I said is right.
They so make woe. Facts don't care about feeling, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in. They so faithful, stay low, say so, say so, faithful. Facts don't care about your feelings.
You know, I think it's important to get that out there. I'm going to post that on my Facebook and wherever else I can post it. Because you know something? You know, it's reaching the younger people that need to hear this stuff and, mm-hmm. and are, need to understand what's going on, how they're being played and being dumbed down and chumped. And this guy's coming out and saying it. And, you know, he's saying it a little crass, maybe, depending on your point of view, but he's telling you the truth, I think, and mm-hmm. I think that's what needs to be said out there, is the truth, and these kids listen to this rap music, and they understand it better than we do, and maybe it gets them to think enough to where they start to figure it out.
It's a movement, and it's a movement for our generation, my generation, the generation that's been left behind. So that music, the one I played earlier, The Patriot from Topher, T-O-P-H-E-R, check that music video out from them, because their videos are very powerful, and Tom McDonald also, he's got a lot of other videos, and we're seeing a movement of my generation, which had enough, and Generation Z also getting in on this, that's had enough. So we have 2 minutes left here, and do we want to cover any of this Wall Street best
stuff?
Well,
I want to, before we get there, when we gave the number out for the Board of Supervisors, yeah. The one, the 978-990-5000, you also have to put in a code for that, and it's 704-163, and then the hashtag. And also, you have to make the calls before 5 p.m. on Monday, I believe. I guess they cut it off, and it doesn't accept any more after that. So, again, make your call before 5 p.m. on that, and don't forget to put in the code. 704-163 hashtag.
And that's to the voice box, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it in the wrong spot. I'm going to correct this.
Yeah, the other number is 225-5270. And with that, we've got Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, good morning. You want a dose of Mary? Hey,
sure.
I love the song. I love the part that says, order food and call the police and find out which one comes first. I thought that was terrific, you know. So anyway, yeah, a piece of that song is gonna linger on me. But I hope it does get out there, because it's really sending a good message if someone who really wants to listen and doesn't consider it just, you know, rap.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And what's
get
what's
it out
amazing?
There. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. What's amazing about it too is that he doesn't curse in his music generally. There's only a few songs that he normally, when he has other people that sing along with him, but he makes these people feel like they got cursed out.
He's pretty good with he's a pretty good wordsmith, you know, all in all, with what he has to say and how he puts it together. There's no question about it. I did correct on my Facebook page, Mark Kent, that passcode under the voice box, so it's a little more understandable, so you don't get confused on what's what. So anybody who wants to go there and see what I'm going to call in tomorrow with, and also see the numbers to call in, it's there at Mark Kent. That's the one with the horse with flying the Jefferson State flag. So I guess
what? Oh, going to break. Sorry, my computer just shut off.
Oh, sorry.
I got locked out of my computer or something. Anyway, we're going to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Tonight I'm going to break away just to by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, this broken heart will mend. I hear her name and I have to cry. The tears come down again. Time, this crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refusing to unwind. Ooh, crazy love.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land.
Sovereign Mind Radio. See, that's why I listen to music right there. Because it makes me relax.
You don't want to listen to my playlist.
I mean, it used to be I liked all the hard driving stuff, you know, and, you know, dancing and street dances when we were kids and Smoke on the Water and, you know, whatever else, ZZ Top. And
well, is that AC/DC. Because you were having a little bit more smoke than just on the water?
I think what it was, yeah, that could have been.
No. There's none of that going on.
I was a model citizen. I got this queued up. Can we? I need to get this queued up, and we're going to play this short minute, and then we're going to get into stock stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The short squeeze and understanding puts and calls and all that kind of stuff. Wow, your computer's completely dead, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
D-E-A-D, dead.
Dead on arrival.
Yeah,
okay, so.
I'm trying to make it happen.
All right, so while you're working on that, let's play this. This is just in. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Here we go. If I can get it to play.
Here we go.
This is the streets of San Francisco, or the creeps of San Francisco. Crank it up.
The creeps of San Francisco, a Communist Cabal production, starring Nancy Pelosi, Uncle Frank, Gavin Newsom.
Oops. Oh, no. Let's try that again.
The Creeps of San Francisco, a Communist Cabal production, starring Nancy Pelosi, Uncle Frank, Gavin Newsom. Rapid crime. Human feces. Used dirty needles. Illegal immigration and gun confiscation. With special guests, high taxes and out of control spending. Tonight's episode, The Time Has Come for 51.
Thanks, Jimmy. I especially like the last part. All right. With that said,
Let me at him.
Yeah, I know you're chomping at the bit, so go ahead and give me what you got, and then maybe seeing where you're at, I'll jump in with explanations if I can or offer
my generation. All right, so here's the thing. This Wall Street Bets thing, they're acting like all these people are terrorists and they're terrible individuals and that all these individuals are just deplorables and they don't have any investment experience and they don't have any idea of what's going on. And this is the narrative they're putting out. No, folks, that's not the narrative at all. Wall Street Bets is a group that has a little Trump emoji, and they're the generation that got left behind. They're the generation that is sick and tired of watching this whole world burn around us, watch our jobs get shipped overseas, and watching all the rest of these things come down the line. So they're a group that figured out that Wall Street had shorted, and these big hedge funds had shorted GameStop stock to the tune of 140% of the stock was short. They were keeping it down. They wanted our brick and mortar store to die. They wanted GameStop to be gone. And that's how us millennials feel. That's how us Generation Z feel. We're the brick and mortar shop that got put to the past, and we're sick and tired of it, and we want it to stay, and we want it to succeed. And so that's the mindset behind these people. They have a motto called Diamond Hands, basically buy it and we're not selling for nothing. And the establishment elite, they've come out and said, well, we're not going to allow that, so we're literally going to shut down these people from being able to do this, because the largest transfer of wealth in human history from the rich elites to the average everyday person. Listen to all of the places that decided to shut down and not allow this movement to continue. Robinhood, Interactive Brokers, Charles Schwab, E-Trade, and Webull. We're literally talking about the platforms that these millennials use, and they're literally doing market manipulation, which is against the law, by saying that you can't buy the stock, you can only sell the stock. And you know what? My generation is sick and tired of it. We want GameStop to succeed. We want them to thrive. We want them to be able to have a business, and we don't want these big hedge funds being able to just turn around and shut it down, and it's a principles thing.
Well, and, you know, to kind of explain it a little more in detail is to know, understand what a short squeeze is and what understanding how to short a market. And so what they're basically doing is, and they're naked shorting, and they've been doing this in the silver market for years, which I think is going to backfire on them soon, is what they've been doing is they're selling things they don't have. When you short a stock, basically, you go to one Apple dealer and say you buy an Apple for a dollar. And then you short the stock and say that what you did was you borrowed the money to buy the Apple, and then if the stock goes down, you agree to sell that, give that Apple back. So you're not giving the Apple back at the same price, as long as you give the Apple back. And so what happens is you go sell that Apple to somebody else. And what happens is as it goes down, you make the money between what you sold it for and purchased it back and gave it back to the other guy for. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, you drive the stock down. And so, but what's illegal about it is what's called naked shorting. These guys are doing this to the point of they're selling apples they don't have in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so if what happens is if people run the stock up by buying into these apples, then the stock goes up and these guys have to cover the stock on the other end, and the short now becomes long. So now they have to pay the spread between what they bought the apple for and what is now priced at the top. So what happens in a short squeeze is that these people start to have to scramble to try and find apples to buy, because as the price is going up, they have to cover their shorts or they're going to lose everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes into really big numbers at some point, because they've also purchased these and done these naked shorts on margins. So they've borrowed the money to do it in the first place, and they have to pay that back with interest. So as the prices goes up, they're getting the double whammy. Not only do they have to pay it back, they have to pay the spread between what they paid it for and the market price as it skyrockets, and they don't have any apples in the first place.
So to go to that point too, let's say that Linda has an apple and an apple's worth a dollar. She loans that apple to Mark, and Mark ends up loaning that apple to me. After that, that's how you get 140% short, is basically everybody piles on and then I loan it out to somebody else, and it's all the same apple. But we're all expecting our different profits on it as it basically goes down in value.
Right.
However, when it goes back up, that apple needs to be paid with more apple slices, and you basically, each person in that line has to buy that apple back with more apple slices with it in that exchange for money.
Now, the way they've been doing this in the silver market is they've been naked shorting futures contracts for years to keep the silver price down. And I think that's going to be the next thing on their binoculars here, on their magnifying glasses, because they know that this thing is the market on these silver contracts, SLV, GLD, also First Majestic is involved in that. And they've been doing it for years, and it shows you, if you know how to read the data, how many people are shorting these markets. And it's always the big hedge funds that are doing that. And they're doing it and controlling and manipulating the market for their own ends. And I saw a guy that lost like $70 billion the other day on his hedge fund.
Yep.
He was on TV freaking crying.
He's actually at the point now to where 53% of his company's profits are gone. They started off with like $12 billion under their investments, and now he's down to like 53%.
And his attitude was that of a playground child.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, they're attacking wealthy people, you know, but these guys have been doing this for years and years and years and just basically raping the general public by doing it
and
stealing
what?
The money. And now now that the tables have turned, they want to change all the rules so that only they can do it.
And guess what? It's not going to stop. We started off with this group with 1.3 million people. Now we're at 7.5 million.
And what's the name of that group by chance?
Wall Street Bets on Reddit.
Wall Street Bets. You might want to write that down, and you might want to get in on this because this is a way to actually use the market legally to correct this market manipulation across the board from these big hedge funds.
So, well, before we get to our caller, so what you're telling me is your generation got hurt. They finally got it hurt with this GameStop, and they came awoke to what's going on. Yeah, but they plug themselves in now?
No, I think it's more that they figured out a strategy on how to band together to correct problem.
Well, and it's actually, it's across the board. So despite the fact that it's a little Trump head emoji of like a baby Trump on this thing,
right.
despite that, we have communists which are okay with what's going on. We have socialists which are okay with what's going on. And we are basically taking it back, and we're unifying our own little party. And it was hilarious because I literally burst out laughing when I read this comment that the guy did, because he turns around and says that what they're doing is terrorism. No, it's all legal. It's all completely fine. And somebody replies,
it's terrorism when you do it, but not when they do it.
I think it's a wonderful thing that they finally, you know, were able to figure this out and really got plugged in. I mean, you know, they are very smart in what they did, which is wonderful.
Wall Street severely underestimated them. So the meme reply was, you've severely underestimated a generation that does Friday night raids in World of Warcraft and with precision.
Well, and they're not stupid. They've just been focusing on the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're becoming a little mature about what's going on in the real world.
We haven't had a voice at the table. You look at what Congress is to us. It's a bunch of old gas bags that never do anything, sit around and take our money.
That was pretty well said. Yeah. So how do they get this app? What's the name of this app again, just so you can write it down?
Reddit and Wall Street Bets.
Wall Street Bets.
And it's 7.5 million. And don't go into this thinking that you're going to make a lot of money or even possibly understand it. I mean, basically, it's a bunch of kids doing memes.
It's gambling.
Memes, yeah.
Yeah. So you get your Reddit account. And then from Reddit, you get your
Well, and you can just go
friend
on
Wall Street Bets.
Yeah, you can just join it, and the people that join it, they're called degenerates.
Well, the deplorably degenerate. You know, I mean, the interesting stuff going on right now.
With that, we need to go to a break, and then we'll get to our caller on the other side. This is KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely cloud. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, you know, I try to play a little bit of something for everybody.
I know during that when I'm over here, I feel like an attack dog that's on a leash, like, oh, it's pulling me back down. No, I want to go.
I'll tell you what, some of that old stuff is hard to beat. You know, we lived through the era where it was actually, I think, the best music ever produced between, you know, the end of the 60s all the way up through the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were so many great artists that came out. It's hard to name them all. And everybody has their niches. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never liked rap all that much, but I like the last song, you know. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what the message of the music is and at what time in your life you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where you're at.
And good music is good music.
I like it.
Yeah. And with that, we'll go to our caller. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What you got?
I want to slide in a little bit here on this Board of Supervisors with the R3. That's on the regular calendar. I got the impression with the 27 people that called in last time that they were thinking it was censorship. It's censor. That's like hand slap, kick in the butt kind of thing. So just for people, if you don't know what to do on your call-in voicemail or what to say in person, kindly consider R3, because what we have is last December they wanted to close down the chambers because of the purple tier and the whole COVID thing, and it's a danger, it's unsafe, and they pulled out the chairs. Well, if you were there this past week, you saw they have these big, gigantic acrylic partitions. They still have the seat cushions removed on many of the seats. And here's the thing. When there's a censure spelled C-E-N-S-U-R-E, that means there's five options the board can take. One is to have a resolution to censor them, find them at fault, or they've done something wrong by opening up, meaning Les and Patrick Jones, for showing up. How dare they show up in person for their job. The second thing is that they don't censor them. The third option is removal from office if they have a position as a chair or a vice chair. The fourth option is to remove them if they're on a committee. And the final one is to refer them to the grand jury. Patrick Jones apologized profusely that this was wasting everyone's time, that we, you know, we're trying to work, we're trying to be engaged and so forth, and that it's getting a little bit too personal. And it got calendared per Ruben Cruz, the legal counsel, until the next week, so you could visibly see on the virtual screen how upset and disturbed Leonard Modi was that this was not being handled at the meeting that we just had. He wanted it to be back to lockdown, no one show up, and just sit in your corner, I guess.
Well,
so
I took a picture of him at the meeting on his Zoom camera screen up on the, and the picture of his face says it all. But anytime you're a board of supervisors and everybody starts laughing at you because you're not sure what happened on the procedure and you didn't read the whole agenda item and you thought something was happening that wasn't happening, it's not really good. And so the whole room erupted with laughter because he thought that they were going to censure him right then and take a vote to do so, and all they were going to do is have it up for discussion. And so it was interesting to watch how that worked. And the real deal is there's no teeth on this censure, really, because they can't really, you know, who's going to charge him and charge him with what? Upholding their oath of their office and upholding our constitutional rights, because there is no real law in these edicts out of Sacramento that has been pushed around like they are law. It's color of law. And, you know, Gavin's already lost in court on it, and it's an appeal. And, I mean, and, you know, to hear him say it, he's winning right now. And we should be the model for the country.
And exactly, Mark, is that the eruption of laughter was also when Supervisor Modi was talking about Dr. Fauci. I mean, we couldn't even contain ourselves. That he thinks he's the best thing ever. And we just couldn't handle it anymore. And then in the Zoom screen, gigantic screen with a giant clock for countdown now, so you don't dare go over 3 minutes, is Mary Rickert in the corner, and she's got some guy in a badge, in a mask, walking in and out of the room. So she was somewhere either on the premises or nearby, but could not come back with these expensive partitions, which I would like to know how much those cost us, the taxpayers. And there's a partition by the podium. So everything's there that was there before. Unless we've got some nuclear bomb going off with a new pathogen, get to work. Wear your mask, sit 6 feet apart, or stay home, or as Janet profoundly said, quit, leave, or go.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's the choices.
I just posted this a little while ago, and here's the headline. It's from the Gateway Pundit. It's a miracle. Only 23 Americans tested positive for flu last week, compared to the 14,657 cases reported last year at the exact same time. Mm-hmm. So we've replaced the flu with this COVID, and it's complete crap.
Well, and let's look at this for a minute, too. New guidelines come out saying, no, one mask isn't good enough. We need to wear three masks because it creates a maze for COVID. Give me a break.
And then the piece de resistance, if you will, is the fact that now China's saying that it's better to get an anal swab to tell that the test is more accurate.
It only goes in 2 inches, and then they spin it around and twist it.
Got to be careful.
I've heard some people say in Asia that 2 inches is a lot.
There was a lively discussion on my Facebook page over that, but we'll digress.
All right, well, I think I'm going to go find some Karen Carpenter music because I do need to calm down. If you're going to start talking about vaccinations, I'm going to lose it.
There you have it.
All right, thanks for calling in, Lori. We appreciate it.
And by the way, that one little meme that was offered up from Melissa was the start of it all.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good. But
unbelievable. You know, and I don't know, we're down to the last 3 minutes. And
I want to get out there real quick. We're talking about Board of Supervisors, city council and stuff. I don't know if people are aware of Shasta Lake City has had a council member pass away, and they need to fill that position, and that they don't know whether to hold an election or appoint somebody to that. I didn't know that was an option necessarily, but what do I know?
I also want to mention that we all need to go to MyPillow.com, and buy whatever you need from MyPillow.com because, he's been basically, erased, canceled by the cancel culture. And I wish I had time to play this Dinesh D'Souza clip. I'm going to post it. That basically says we need to start canceling all the other people. Katie Couric is one of them, and we'll try to do more on this. But they're canceling this guy for no other reason than that they disagree with him politically. And that is Kohl's, QVC, Bed Bath & Beyond, and I don't have a full list here in front of me, but I'm not buying a thing ever again from any of these people if I can help it and get out of it. And that's where we need to go, and we're going to expand on this.
Amazon, too.
And speaking of that, they're doing it in California, like with realtors and stuff. If they mention anything about Trump and stuff, they're trying to pull licenses.
Yep.
And all kinds of stuff like that is going on if they know that you're a Trump supporter or anything like
that. We have to fight back and take it to the mattresses, to them, to their bank accounts, in all of these ways that they're trying to censor us.
Yep.
We are not going to spend our money there. And I'm a big advocate at this point of cryptocurrencies and things like that, getting away from even the American dollar and to privacy coins like Monero or Zcash.
Well, that's Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and support him. He's a fellow patriot. So I guess we're kind of close to out of time, huh?
Out of time.
Gee, another week in the can.
Yep.
So
goes
remember,
by in a blur.
Remember, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week and get involved and be at the Board of Supervisors or call in by 5 o'clock on Monday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.